All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it is all business all the time. And I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming to the show right now is a lovely lady based out of Crofton, Maryland. I don't think I've ever heard of Crofton. Not sure where that is exactly in the state of Maryland. She's the founder of Nasiri Empowerment Center. You can reach out to them at 240-271-6098 or go to the website, nosiri.com. That's N-O-S-I-R-I, nosiri.com. I'm talking about my guest, Dr. Chizoma Nasiri. Wow, look at that. Her name is the website. Doctor, welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me today.
All right. Well, thank you for taking time out of your day to join us. Now, before we get started, do me a favor and tell everybody a little bit about yourself and exactly what you do.
Definitely. So my name is, again, Chizoma Nasiri, and I am a positive communication consultant. There's a lot attached to that. So at Nasiri, we are an empowerment center. So what that means is we provide public speaking training, presentation courses, executive leadership skills, training classes, and we also focus on self-esteem counseling and confidence coaching and interview skills training. A lot of this is really focused on the positive communication element and how to really overcome a negative communication and begin to empower yourself and elevate yourself as a positive communication professional. And we train through workshops. We also train through the one-on-one individual coaching, and we also have corporate consultants.
Oh, okay. So you guys cover a bunch of different things. Now, how long have you been doing this here?
I've been doing this for quite a long time. I actually started doing this when I was very young, actually. So it's been something I've been doing for a long time. But I ended up having to obviously study it more, research it more, and then develop my own methodology in it and get a PhD in communication to actually become more certified in it.
All right. And so now take me through this, Doc. What exactly happens when somebody reaches out to you? I mean, what seems to be what they're looking for? You know, what are their challenges? And how do you go about determining, okay, is this even the right place for them to get that help?
That's a great question. The very first thing we notice is people come to us when they're at the dire need of communication. Mm-hmm. What that means is it's almost like going to the ER where you have found out that you're not, you know, doing well, right? So it's all about the health of your communication. So most people come to us when they're looking to build themselves. Either it's at work, they just, you know, got a new job, a new promotion. They have to speak all the time. And now, you know, they probably have been dodging the speaking element of their work for quite a while. And so now they want to learn how to become better at their eloquency of speaking. Or it can just be as simple, you know, they're going through low self-esteem and they don't know who to turn to. Sometimes they've gone to, you know, different places looking for ways to build themselves and empower themselves, and they come to us. So they kind of come through different mechanisms. Also, it can be interviewing. They want to know how to present themselves, the best way to present themselves, or how to answer the questions appropriately. So there's a lot of different venues in how people come to us. However, when they do come to us, we do go through an assessment to find out exactly what they're lacking, what they need to build. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we're able to actually create some type of a tailored approach. It is very tailored. Everyone has a different issue. Everyone has just, we all unique. So we all have unique things that are happening that we need to really work on.
Right.
So we go from there and we tailor the sessions to them, or the workshop that they'll be joining will be tailored towards to what they need to gain.
All right. And now, what is it that, you know, you say you've been doing this for a long time, and that seems to be pretty obvious, but what drew you into doing it? I mean, you know, being somebody who deals in speech, I mean, usually, especially when you start from a young age, most people don't like to talk out loud and talk to groups, and, you know, they struggle with communication, don't they?
Yes, it's quite true. A lot of people do struggle with communication, and just generally, we are all communicators organically. And we communicate differently, so it can be ambiguous when it comes to communication. But it tends to be, again, we know that communication is, particularly public speaking, is one of those skills that people rather will die than speak in public. So, yeah, it is something that's quite intimidating. and it can create a lot of anxiety. So we do get people that come through, you know, speech anxiety or even speech phobia. But for me, you know, it's a path. It's kind of a path that came to me. The path came to me. It was not something I pursued in the way it pursued me. So growing up at a young age, as a teenager, I was always that problem solver
right.
for a lot of my friends. And the one to teach, to live, to motivate, inspire. And so that was something I've always did, you know, just even as a teenager. And I was the one that helped people in many ways. So in order to do that consistently, I learned that it was important for me to really go into that field because I was great at communicating with people.
Right.
And I did that in many different ways. And so because of that, throughout the years, I began to really try to hone into the path of communication and understand how people do communicate and how to build them and how to build their confidence and give them that healthy self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of how I got my start. But at the end of the day, you know, it's something that you either called to do or not. And that's how I look at it. It kind of came to me.
Right.
You know, it was something I was supposed to do. And so I just followed the path. And so my background obviously was, you know, trying to figure out how to make sure that I'm able to do that effectively and efficiently for people so they can truly, you know, elevate themselves and truly empower themselves. So I got the background in corporate communication and then personal communication. And then later on, I went and did a PhD in communication culture, which is a huge part of it,
right.
and media studies. And then I went on from there.
All right. Well, it's a very interesting thing that you do here, Doc. And again, how do I correctly pronounce? Is it Nosiri?
Nosiri, yeah.
Nosiri. Okay. Again, it's nosiri.com, Nosiri.com for our guest, Dr. Chizoma?
Yes.
Chizoma Nosiri. Again, dealing with the importance of communications. Let's face it. You know, whether you're in... You know, in business, in your personal life, if you don't communicate well, you could be, you know, in business, let's face it, you can end up leaving a lot of money on the table there, right, Doc?
Oh, so very true, very true. A lot of people we see are executives, they're managers, directors. We see a lot of people who are really in those fields, or they just get in those, you know, they want to get there. So it's priceless. It really is a priceless skill to have, and it's a soft skill. It's not something you learn in school. You know, they don't teach
right.
you how to be eloquent or how to have confidence in school.
Yeah.
You know, they should. They don't. And so we get a lot of, you know, children. We get children. Their parents are like, I want my child to be confident. I want them to be a leader.
Right.
And those are the skills you don't necessarily get in school. And so we teach that.
Yeah, and you know, you don't get that in school. You don't get basic, you know, money training in school.
Right.
So it's not
yeah.
it's stuff Very like true. This that can really help, you know, kind of propel you forward. Now, you know, being where you're located in the DC metro area, right?
Yes, we are. We are about 20 minutes from DC.
So do you get any politicians or aspiring politicians coming through like, "Look, I need to work on my skills cuz I get in front of people and I don't know how to talk to them."
Yeah, well, no, we do. We actually do. You'll be surprised the people we get. But we do. We get a lot of people in politics. We get a lot of people who are making their way throughout the politician, you know, elements, different
right.
elements of a politician, mm-hmm. as well as, you know, some celebs. So we do. We definitely do. And it's you know, our clientele is quite vast, again. And sometimes we get even politicians, you know, children, who they want them to become leaders as well.
Right.
So we get the variety. We really do.
Now, what are some of your programs look like when somebody, you know, you probably do an initial consult with them as well, right?
Yes, we do. We do what we call an econ assessment, and that's quite important. Again, like you and I were talking about, it's as an individual, you have to know exactly the issues that are happening, and every individual is different,
right.
and that's something we have to account for. So we do the assessment to find out what are the issues. And generally within that one assessment, we can tell you, we can pinpoint your issues pretty quickly.
Right.
So we have it down to a science, and then we're able to go from there. And so it's quite tailored. However, our workshops is still allowing others to join in as you're building your particular skills. You're in the workshop setting where mm-hmm. other people are then also helping you to build, and you're seeing them. Of course, you want to be there. To see, you know, have other people be able to witness your growth, as well as you're speaking, you're learning how to create that sense of overcoming anxiety of speaking in front of other people.
Right.
So that's part of the mechanism.
So,
yeah.
So now, do you offer certain types of programs? Is it like a 1 month or 2 month or something like that, or
yeah,
how does it work?
We sure do. We do. So we offer one-on-one sessions,
okay.
and the one-on-one sessions are personal, private, one-on-one sessions, and there are certain times when you need that because it could be a sensitive matter where you have to build your self-esteem or you have to build your confidence, and it's more sensitive. So we have that type of a setup. And with the one-on-one sessions, it is cultivated to the person, which means it could be 4 sessions, it could be 6 sessions. Everyone grows differently. So, you know, we don't make any promises. You're going to be great in 2 weeks, you know. However, we see growth in every session. And that's something we have seen several times and we testify of. And it's miraculous because we see these people growing. Just people just grow immediately every time they come.
Right.
And that's part of that sense of elevation. And then we have the workshops. And the workshops generally go from 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. It all depends on the workshop you sign for. And we have public speaking workshops, advanced workshops, confidence building workshops. So there are several different types of workshops.
Right. And what happens during those workshops? Are you having people stand up in front of groups? I mean, how does the whole thing work?
Yes, we are. During the workshop, we do 2 different things. One is we have a trainer who actually trains you in the area that you're working on as a group. And so they actually do have a real class, a teaching moment. They do teach. So they do that part of the workshop. Then they actually allow the individuals to get up and actually present whatever it may be that they're working on during that particular week. And every week, every individual is presenting. You're not going to come to one of our workshops and not talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen because that's what you're there to do. You're there to actually gain your voice. So every workshop you're speaking, it's very intense in that manner. And you do get assignments. You do have to come back.
Oh, you get homework?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm out.
but it's the kind of homework you're going to like to do.
All right.
Because you're building something. You're growing. You're elevating. So the homework is to help you to truly take what you're learning and actually elevate yourself even further. Because
right.
we want you to fly, right? We're not going to give you all wings. You got to get your own wings.
Right.
So we're trying to help you get there. And so that's part of the, you know, the sense of having the homework and going out there with it and bringing it back and being able to educate other people and inspire other people within the workshop.
Right. All right. Well, that's good to know. Again, we're talking with our guest, Dr. Chizoma Nozari. Nozari?
That's it.
I apologize. I keep messing that up. Nozari, right?
Yes, Nozari. Yes.
Nozari. There it is. Founder of Nozari Empowerment Center. You can reach out to her. She's in Crofton, Maryland. That's just around the D.C. area. Make sure you reach out to her at 240-271-6098 or go to the website Nozari.com, N-O-S-I-R-I. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, I do want to ask you about the role of self-esteem and, you know, the whole dynamics that go into public speaking, okay?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that after these words right here on All Business Media.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit KDMA and theactorstudio.com. That's KDMA and theactorstudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
South Austin Counseling Services, LLC, SACS, offers the South Austin and surrounding communities professional counseling services of a diverse and committed group of independent mental health professionals. The licensed mental health clinicians at SACS specialize in providing professional counseling and wellness services to individuals, groups, couples, families, teams, and even businesses. Our independent professionals have the education, experience, and complementary specialties that allow us to meet diverse client needs and wants in just one location. So why go anywhere else? If you're looking for professional counseling, psychotherapy, clinical assessments, wellness services, customized training services, or even more, call now to 512-280-5315 or go to our website, southaustincounselingservices.com. You can also email info@southaustincounselingservices.com. South Austin Counseling Services, LLC, your one-stop shop for wellness.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable
with Rick Delgado.
Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome back to All Business Media. And yes, I'm your host, Rick Delgado, sitting with our guest, Dr. Chizoma Nosery. She is the founder of Nosery Empowerment Center out of Crofton, Maryland, just outside of D.C. Nosery.com, N-O-S-I-R-I.com, or 240-271-6098. That is their direct number. You can reach out to them at any time, and they can help you kind of work on achieving your goals, whether it be in public speaking, communications, confidence, leadership, interviews, even if you've got a child that you want to help make sure that they get the upper, give them the best chance at succeeding. You know, moving forward, this could be exactly what you've been looking for. And again, Doctor, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here today.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you, because, a lot of when it comes down to public speaking, the study says only 7% of public speaking are the actual words. 50-some-odd percent is nonverbal, and then, of course, I think it's 38% is tone.
Yeah.
Now, how, when you think about that and realize most of it is nonverbal, 93% of what you're talking about is really nonverbal, a part of that really comes down to something you specialize in, and that is self-esteem, right? Because you want to project, a certain confidence.
Yes, exactly.
How do you go about developing that with people?
And that's it, because self-esteem is your umbrella in life. It really is. It's your shield and it's your armor, especially in public speaking. And if you have low self-esteem, if you have an umbrella with holes in it, you will not be able to protect yourself, right? Because the rain's going to get through, right? Et cetera. All the negative criticisms, et cetera. And the way you face the world, the way you face your audience, et cetera. And so you may have, a happy time. Maybe someone says you did great this time, right? But then the next time someone else says you didn't do so well in your presentation. And so now it puts you, the way you feel about yourself down, right? And so you can rely on how other people are, deciding how you should be in the public speaking setup. You have to recognize it comes from inner. It's an inner approach.
Right.
So that's where confidence comes, right? That nonverbal you mentioned is confidence. And that's having that confidence regardless of wherever you are, what public speaking system you're in, the environment, knowing that you are confident from inner, because it is an inner-outer approach.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really build that confidence. Building that confidence is really key to public speaking, because you can have all the words, right? You can have all the words you need to have.
Mm-hmm.
You can have all that. But if your confidence is low, you're not going to say the words. You can't, because you're busy thinking through how you're not feeling good about yourself.
Right.
And then that shows. That's the nonverbal. And so that's the part that we really work on. We work on that, building that confidence and having the self-esteem that it's healthy, which propels your world and gives you the ability to face anything and thrive, and so that you are able to overcome any type of public speaking atmosphere. And it's self-sustaining, is what I'm saying. Public speaking should be a self-sustaining setup, a concept. It shouldn't be something you should look outward inside to sustain yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It allows you to look towards to building your confidence in order to reach your goals, to reach that public speaking topic, to really have it be understood by your audience members as well as yourself.
Right.
So really it is about how you feel inside. That's how you talk. How you feel inside is how you talk.
Yeah.
And so it's quite reflective in that sense. And that's why they say that nonverbal is the most important part of it. And it truly is.
Now, what about when you're, because I'm poking around on your website here, Doc, and I see something called, it's a workshop that's already sold out. So it must be a pretty good workshop here, because it's set for, the end of July to August. Persuasive Speaking Dynamics Workshop 101.
Yeah.
Now, persuasive, are you talking about like selling, is that something good for a salesperson, or maybe, let's face it, in our personal lives, if you're out in the dating scene, you want to be persuasive. You want to be like, hey,
it's so true.
You know what I mean?
Yes, definitely. I know what you mean. And that's important, because every day we are persuading. And so I like how you said, even in the dating scene, every day you're persuading. It's so true. And so with that particular workshop, we focus on how you persuade. What does it mean to persuade? And if you notice it every single day, even in a simple one-on-one conversation, you're learning how to persuade, or you're trying to persuade. You want someone to be on your side, because right. we all have opinions, right?
Yeah.
And everyone's opinion is right to them, right? And so you're trying to get people to be able to persuade it into your own ideas and your concepts and your opinions. And so we teach you how to persuade, and that's a big part of speaking in public. And so the first thing is to become confident in who you are and to be able to be confident as a speaker. That's speech anxiety, to overcome anxiety. So that's the first workshop you would take if you had speech anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't have that, we have several other workshops which tackle on different areas of communication. And communication is the key to life, because communication allows you, just like you said, it allows you to communicate in such a manner that you can, in a way, propel yourself in different elements of your life, you know, personally and professionally. And so the proper communication can change the manner in which people see you and the manner in which you see yourself. And so communication can do that, and it can be done the right way, and it has to be done the right way, and it can be done both wrong or right. But the power of communication is what's important. So both ways involve power, and that's that persuasion as well.
Right.
And it can be gained power or lose power. You can lose power in communication, or you can gain it. And so that workshop in particular about persuasion allows you how to learn how to persuade during a presentation at work, learn how to persuade as a salesman, learn how to persuade on a date, learn how to persuade. It's quite functional in that manner, because it is, again, a communication tactic.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, again, if you're a salesperson, you know, stuff like that is very important to your business. And let's face it, if you're single and you don't want to be, that can be very important to your love life.
Yes.
Do you get a lot of people, Doctor, that are like, you know what, I don't want this for business. I want it just so I can have conversations with people and meet more people and you know, find you know, a great relationship. Have you had people come in just for that?
Hundreds of people to come. Yes. It's personal, and that's why it's an empowerment system. It's personal and professional. So, you know, the majority of people that come to us, we can filter it into just one area. Some of them are professional. Some of them are personal. You can come from professional and learn so much about personal. And that happens all the time.
Right.
Because it is, again, communication really is that. It's the key to life. So when you're coming to us, you're going to expand your world, you know, professionally and personally. And we get people who come in just because they want to learn how to talk to their staff. Then they're learning how to talk to your husband at home as well, because it's quite relatable in many ways. And some come in for that. I want to learn how to talk to my teenager. I'm having difficulties talking right. to my teenager. How do I do that? And then we build that. And as we're building that, they're like, I'm learning how to talk to my staff at work, you know, et cetera. Right. So it is quite dynamic that way. And people come for different reasons.
Right.
And they find out it changes their life. It changes their whole life.
Right. Now what about the, you know, again, because you're dealing with somebody who, you know, maybe now they're experiencing, they've just gotten a promotion. And they're kind of feeling pretty good about themselves, but they're nervous because now the people that were once their equals, now they're, you know, now they're up the ladder, so to speak.
Yes.
Is that something you can help them kind of learn how to, I guess, make that transition in terms of now dealing with those people who were once your equals, now you're kind of, you know, their boss.
Their boss. That happens often. And people come to us because they just got a new job, you know, where they have to be a leader, they have to be an executive, or they have a staff of 400, and how do I deal with that? You know, it can be I myself don't feel inadequate enough for that. Or how do I, you know, manipulate the system of these are my friends, what do I do now? Like you were saying, how do I leave them? You know, and we have that. We have leadership skills to help people learn how to deal with conflict mm-hmm. in the right manner and how to speak to people. Again, it goes back to that positive communication. How do I do this in a positive way so that I can lead and inspire? And that's an important part. So we get a lot of people who are focusing on leadership.
Right.
And so that leadership dynamic, and learning how to speak and communicate as a leader effectively without having, you know, conflict or creating conflict with your friends, you know, and learning how to do that and work that and, you know, be able to manage that effectively. So we do get people that come in that regard, as well as conflict resolution. How do I handle conflict with staff members?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I deal with that? Or even conflict, inner conflict, you know, of how they see themselves as a leader, et cetera. So we do get that as well. We definitely get a lot of that. And there's a lot of different ways to deal with that. And again, it depends on the person and what they're dealing with in particular.
Right. Now, real quick, before we run out of time, I noticed also that you can help people with interviewing skills, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of that. We do a lot of that. A lot of people come to us because they've either been to several interviews and they're still not getting a job. And they're like, what am I doing wrong?
Right.
And again, it goes back to that confidence, you know? Like, am I persuading? Am I confident? You know, am I nonverbals? What does it look like? Or it could really be the resume, right? Because the resume is pretty much, it gets you into the door, right? It's the resume that gets you into the door. And sometimes just looking over their resume, we can see the communication lack. We can see what they're lacking in their resume. And then some of them, their resumes are getting them in, but they can't get in themselves.
Right.
You know, they're still locked out. And we help them to present themselves effectively. We help them to learn how to really become confident when we speak about themselves.
Right.
So they can really get, you know, the kind of tools they need to have the best interview. And when they do that, it's amazing just the results and how easily they're able to have options of different jobs they can now land because they're able to speak appropriately.
Right. Now, what about answering questions? Because I know that I think that's probably one of those things that, you know, people get tripped up on. They don't know how to answer certain questions about themselves and about what they've done. Is that also included in how you work with them?
Definitely. We include what we call the mock interview. And so the mock interview is allowing them to truly get an interview-like session with us. And we do that on a tailored basis, which means we find out what industry you're actually working in or what industry you're actually going for the interview, and we truly create a real questionnaire of mock interviews. What do we really look like if you went to that interview? And we work with hiring agencies to find out what those things kind of look like in their brackets so we can truly help our clients to truly have that real, true mock interview set up for them so they feel more confident when they do go to the real interview.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Again, a lot of different things you guys cover, and it's great because people need this kind of work, especially because public speaking is more than just, you know, standing in front of a podium
and
thinking that you're talking to a few hundred people about something. It encapsulates different aspects of your life, your career, whether it's, you know, a board meeting, whether it's just, you know, making sales calls or dealing with, you know, people one-on-one. It all comes into play. And again, we thank you, Dr. Chizoma Nosery.
Yes, thank
right?
you.
Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. Reach out to her and the people over at Nosery Empowerment Center. You can reach out to them at 240-271-6098 or nosery.com, nosiri.com. Once you're there, you can contact them through there. Check out all their programs, workshops, what they can help you with. It's just one phone call or a click away. So go check them out. nosiri.com. Nosery.com. We'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.